May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Well, I can't tell you what an honor it is for me to have been entrusted to share my time with you. I will give you a warning. I do not chant well, but I chant loudly. If I have to suffer, everybody has to suffer. Okay, here we go. The passage this morning talks about the pearl of great price. Have you ever thought about what that is for you? I like this. I'll tell you right now, this passage from the Old Testament. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I should give you." And Solomon said, "Make me smart." Now, as soon as I read that, I thought, boy, I'd have given the wrong answer. I'd have asked for money. But what would you have chosen? What is of value to you? The question for the day is, what is of absolute, critical, the most important aspect in your life? 10-11 years ago, when I retired, we decided to move to Mansfield from Arlington. And so Meredith decided that she was going to clean the house and we were going to have a garage sale. So she started going through the house, gathering up stuff, cleaning out closets, going to have a sale. The day came when we moved, we never had the sale, but Mission Arlington was the great beneficiary of all of my junk. But this was an occasion of several interesting discussions about value and things. For example, she cleaned out a closet, and my son and my daughter came along, and although they're married and have their own kids, they discovered that she had collected and bagged 32 complete and different G.I. Joe action figures. And second, that she really had regarded Elizabeth's $4,000 cheerleader hair ribbon collection as material for the trash. Oh my goodness. The drama that ensued was amazing. Today, those ribbons are gone. The action figures have been passed to friends and nephews and grandsons, and they're in the backs of other closets. For my part, I failed to understand how she could not see the absolute value of keeping 25 years of the magazine Thurifer and Incense. And she threw them all away. And how dare she casually toss my high school jersey into a rag bag that was destined to be thrown away. No sense of real value at all. But she got visibly upset when I suggested that we dispose of this old ratty painted table that I found unattractive and it just took up space. I mean, how was I supposed to know that her mother painted that thing? See, each one of those items were treasured by somebody. And it's interesting to sit down and discover the value of things. And as we went through the process of moving to a smaller house, I began to see the contents of my own home in a completely different light. There were some things that I truly valued when they were acquired, but now had almost no meaning for me whatsoever. And some of the items that were really valuable to me, they're priceless, had no value whatsoever. They're not worth money, but I will not trade them. See, often what's a treasure becomes trash, and what might have been commonplace one time, taken for granted, can, through the passage of time, and because of the memories they call, have real value. Meredith and I, like most grandparents, have tons of pictures of my kids and tons of pictures of my twin identical grandsons, Chaos and Confusion, when they were smaller and much cuter than now that they are when they're 13. You ever notice how they're younger, they're cuter, and then when they get older, not so much? Anyway, we had them mounted along the hallway, kind of a rogues gallery. When we hung them there, they were just a way of decorating the wall and chronicling their growth. Now, when I walk down that hall, I remember those years that went by so quickly, but tend to fade unless something helps call them back to my mind. The pictures weren't really that important when we first got them, but now they are precious beyond belief. And I believe if the house caught on fire, my wife and I both would run past countless number of things to get these pictures. They're part of my treasure. And I suppose in years to come, Thomas and Elizabeth will go through this great collection of pictures and ask themselves, why did they choose to keep this one? And ultimately, some of those pictures will be thrown away. One person's trash can be another person's treasure, while one generation's treasure may be the next generation's trash. Value, importance. That's the point that Jesus is raising with these parables. Because the parables are about the kingdom of heaven, about eternity, about salvation. Not writing so much about keepsakes, but as the kingdom of heaven. He compares it to a treasure, a pearl of great price. Now, you can think, who wouldn't want a treasure? Who wouldn't want a pearl of great price? A treasure is treasure because it has intrinsic value. But if you're hungry and you have no bread, gold is not worth much. It can be bought or sold. It can be seen as your nest egg, something to fall back on. But a treasure has limited value. The kingdom of heaven is infinite. And that's why Jesus' words that compare the kingdom of heaven to such treasure raises the question, what is key? What is important in my life? In the parable of the mustard seed, the man obviously is Jesus Christ. The field is the world. The grain of mustard is the preaching of the gospel. And it's the church from which a very small beginning will spread throughout the world. And this parable clearly refers to the universal scope and spread of the faith in Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. Because in the two parables, in all of these parables, Jesus shows the supreme value of the kingdom of heaven, of infinity, and further, of the attitude that people need to have to attain it. And the parables are alike, but it's interesting to note the differences. The treasure means an abundance of gifts. What a gift, beyond measure, is the kingdom of heaven. We can't even imagine what that is about. And the pearl, I think the pearl indicates the beauty of the kingdom of heaven. Who can describe the beauty of the presence of the throne of God, and the choirs of angels singing, and the worship of the Lord? See, in both instances, it is something of immense, infinite value. But note what it requires. See, in both instances, the finder is filled with joy and gives everything to have this. His resolve and attitude is the same in both parables. He goes and sells all that he has and buys it because it is worth more than everything that he owns. So I leave you with the question. What's important in your life? What is the pearl of great value that you are willing to give everything to obtain? How important are today's treasures that come and go? Will those things that we value now endure the test of days or decades? What is the difference between something for a lifetime or something for eternity? What is your pearl of great price that you would be willing to give all to possess? The kingdom of heaven is in your reach. The invitation is, come out and grasp it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.